Good evening and welcome to another edition of Destination Out. Mike Johnston with you until 2 a.m. And tonight we're featuring a couple of new releases from Henry Threadgill and a few various other cuts that he played on through the years. So that's our feature tonight, Henry Threadgill. Stick around for that. We'll be getting to that about midnight. I'm going to open things up with a couple of vintage Blue Note recordings from the 50s, starting off with J.R. Montrose and self-titled record, the only one he put out on Blue Note. Really nice band with him on tenor, Ira Sullivan, joining him on trumpet, Horace Silver piano, Wilbur Ware bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is from 1956, tune titled Bobby Pin. Thank you. track there from Sonny Red, great Detroit alto player. And I was playing from CD copies of both of those records, but both of those records were classic 50s Blue Note, kind of on the obscure side on the vinyl. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't have the LPs in front of me here, but I think they were part of the 1500 series, as they're known as. There was like 99 records in the 1500 series that were all out of the 50s, and these were among the two rarest back in the old days on the vinyl side of things. The Sonny Red there with Wynton Kelly, Sam Jones, Paul Chambers, Roy Brooks, and Bluesville, written by Sonny Red, and J.R. Montrose before that with Ira Sullivan, Horace Silver, Wilbur Ware, Philly Joe Jones, and we heard a tune called Bobby Pin that was recorded back in 1956. It is 18 minutes after the hour. This, in the last week or so, found an article on Roy Dunan, a great recording engineer for a contemporary record label. He's kind of like the Rudy Van Gelder of the West Coast, and a lot of audiophile people consider him even to be a better recording engineer than Rudy Van Gelder. And he recorded quite a few masterpieces in his day. And one of them was Way Out West by Sonny Rollins. The Jazz Profiles, I think it's a magazine, online magazine, maybe I've got that wrong, information wrong. Anyway, they did an interview with him. They found him in Seattle, Washington. He's getting up there in years, and interviewed him, and he was just, you know, wasn't really even into jazz, but he was just this amazing recording engineer. And they printed a little discography at the end of the article where he talks about he recorded Barney Kessel and Art Pepper, Ornette Coleman's two albums. He didn't like Ornette Coleman. He remembered that. Curtis Counts, and all these. Victor Feldman, Hampton Hawes, and probably the most famous album was the Way Out West album of Sonny Rollins, which is, audio-wise, it is just absolutely an incredible recording. You know, he knew a couple of the guys from Telefunken, and one of the engineers at Telefunken was Neumann, the guy that invented the Neumann mic, and had all these amazing things, just kind of a real minimal setup, tube setup. And set up in a small studio and recorded some of these albums. So it's a pretty interesting article. And again, his name's Roy Dunan. And so I thought, and then also this week, one of my friends sent me an email about this album, Way Out West by Sonny Rollins. So it seemed to be time to pull it out and check it out again. So I did, and I've got a set here of Sonny Rollins. But we'll start it off with a track recorded in 57 from Way Out West. An incredible band, Sonny Rollins with Ray Brown on bass and Shelly Mann on drums, and doing a Johnny Mercer tune, I'm an Old Cowhand. Starting things off here, and then we'll turn to a Monk cut with Sonny and something else here. So, Sonny Rollins.
Thank you.
Music from Thelonious Monk from an album that a lot of fans consider one of his real great releases, Brilliant Corners. Bemsha Swing from that. Ernie Henry, alto. Monk at the piano, Sonny Rollins, tenor. Oscar Pettiford, bass. Max Roach, timpani and drums on that cut. And that was from the Riverside label, later reissued on OJC, and really great. Great album. Then before that, Sonny Rollins again, Way Out West, and Old Cowhand, and that was a recording for the Contemporary label back in 1957. It's 26 minutes in front of the hour. We're going to go with another Sonny Rollins track. This is from the box set. I played a track from this a couple weeks ago. I received a couple of emails about it. I featured this one, it came out, but there's a lot of music here, 6 CDs worth. It's a complete collection of Sonny Rollins, Don Cherry, Bob Cranshaw, and Billy Higgins playing at the Village Gate in 1962. At the time, they called like an album and a half from it and edited down tracks for that. And so you know, there's just tons of recorded material there, a lot of really interesting improvising. And over the winter, I revisited this a little bit and really enjoyed it even more this listen through than when I first got it when it was reissued. So anyway, let's hear another cut from this. This is an untitled original that comes from Disc 5, recorded on July 30th, 1962 in the first set. And it's an extended track, 20 minutes long. So Sonny Rollins Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the Complete Live at the Village Gate, Sonny Rollins Quartet with Don Cherry, Bob Cranshaw, Billy Higgins, Untitled Original. And this is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. And we'll be right back with our feature on saxophonist Henry Threadgill in just a moment.